The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Nancy Louie is the co-founder and co-CEO of Blaze.tech. They are one of the fastest growing no-code platforms for building apps and software. She grew up in rural China with no running water before coming to the United States at 5 years old. She's been named to Forbes and Inc. 30 Under 30. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you so much for having me, George.
Excited to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Yes, absolutely. So I started Blaze because I wanted to empower people to go and build software without needing to know how to code. And I actually built this company with people that I've worked with for over a decade. So my co-founders, Tina and Bruno, we previously started one of the largest digital display software companies. That company was acquired. And in the process of thinking, what do we want to build next? We said, you know, something that would be really transformational, really revolutionary is, how about we allow people to build software without needing to be engineers, without needing to know how to code? We thought, okay, that's a pretty big problem to tackle. But we said, all right, this time around, you know, second time around, we got to go big or go home. So we wanted to go big. And that's what brought us to build Blaze.
That's awesome. So big problems, simple solutions. Tell us a little bit about the personal life too, Nancy.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess on the personal life side, I am pregnant. That's the big one. And so I started 2 years ago, and now, expecting, you know, my first babies were literally my companies, and now literally creating a new one. So that's been the most interesting thing. I'm married. My husband is the CFO for Faraday Future, which is this luxury EV car company. And so we both, I guess, in some ways are in startup world together.
Very cool. And how did you find your way from rural China with no running water to the United States?
Yes. So this is all my parents, really. I was, you know, only a kid then. So it was sort of like, all right, we're going to go to the US. And so it's the, all right, let's go to the US. So rural China is really interesting because my parents actually got scholarships to go to Europe, but they couldn't afford to take me. And so then they sent me over to live with my grandparents, which is in rural China in a province called Jiangxi. And there it is just super different type of life. Literally you pump water. Now you get to pump water from the wells. At the time it was literally you put a bucket into the well and you do a special maneuver to knock over the bucket and take out the water. Really, really fascinating, interesting. And my parents then got scholarships to come to the US. So I hadn't seen them in several years. And so the next time I literally see my dad for like the first time since I was basically a year old is in the US where they were doing grad school. And so that's how I came to the US. And we were definitely like did the very poor immigrant, hustled our way to just try to make ends meet. But that was my background growing up.
I think it's what a story and a sacrifice on everybody's from everybody, from your grandma raising you for those couple of years, your parents leaving you. I mean, I just can't even imagine. And I'm sure that I've got three kids and you're going to be a mom, and I'll have to have you back on the show and see what it would take for you to give your kid to your parents for a couple of years.
But
the promise of a better life, I guess.
Yep. No, that's exactly right.
And now you've obviously, well, from my perspective, the outside looking in, you have found that better life. What do you attribute your ability to solve problems? I should just ask the question. This is now, you had a successful company and now you've started another successful company. Why are you successful?
There's, I would attribute so much of what makes me do what I do and the characteristics. I really am grateful for just the upbringing. I think the fact that when I grew up, we just had no money, no resources. And so you had to make the most of what resources you did have, which is we had a community, we had certain things, and you just had to make the most of it. Because most of the time, if you wanted something, it wasn't like it was just going to be given to you. It was always figuring out with limited resources how to, you know, solve a problem. And I feel like that's very much when you're starting a company, that's exactly what it is. You have limited resources, whether it's from a capital standpoint or a human resource standpoint, and you need to go and get to, you know, the point where you have a product. So how do you do that? And so I'm glad that when I was young that I had this. And so when I was young, it was kind of like, all right, if I wanted a toy, you know, my parents were not going to be able to pay for it. So how do I figure it out? And so what they did do for me was they got me piano lessons. That was pretty much the only thing I had. I didn't have extracurricular activities. We didn't have like cable television. And so I would come home, there was a piano. That's all I could really do. So I'd play piano. And piano was the first thing that I started monetizing as a kid. And so it would make money teaching piano, would make money going to piano competitions. And that was really helpful because I saw the direct relationship between putting in effort, hard work, and turning into something that is just beyond, you know, playing piano for fun, but making it such that it could be a skill set that I can monetize. And so going into, I guess, college and even in high school, it was whatever kind of opportunities I was given, it was make the most of it. I never took things for granted. And I think that was very, very important. And certainly when we started my first company, it was a small group of co-founders. All of us were right out of college. We just had to always be so scrappy. Anytime I had the opportunity to connect with the angel investor, it was like gold. I was never like, oh, well, another will come along the way. I really put in 110% effort in any kind of situation that I was in, whether it was pitching a potential teammate to join the team or it was pitching an actual investor. I think that the hustle and the grit and just trying to put in 110% effort all the time is what gets ultimately to those little things that build up into eventual success. And so I'm really grateful for that. And I think having the tough upbringing of not having a lot growing up really made a positive impact.
I can't imagine how it didn't. And I have to imagine that you mentioned how being aware of the value of your resources of time, attention, money, energy, all of the things, and not taking anything for granted and just utilizing, being scrappy. How does that translate as you are putting yourself in the shoes of users of Blaze? How do you think that perspective has informed that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say when you interact with somebody, it's putting that 110% effort, meaning those first impressions really make an impact. So when we're building our product, we're working with non-technical folks. We work generally in traditional industry. So people wanting to build very compliance-focused applications, like if you're in healthcare, you need HIPAA-compliant apps. That's where I would say about half of our customer base are healthcare organization or manufacturing, legal, financial service companies. That data security is really important. Again, we're working with non-technical folks. And when they come onto the platform, when they start using Blaze, it needs to be very easy. They need to feel the confidence. We need to instill in them, hey, we're here to be the resource. We're here to be the solution for you and not make you go this, you know, roundabout way to finally build the tool and application that you want. And so when I think about value and creating value and being a resource to our customers, it is from day one, that first conversation I even have with them, like on a sales demo call, I try to hone in, understand exactly what the problem is and be able to tell them, hey, is Blaze a good fit or is it not a good fit? So even in that first, call it half an hour conversation I have, I want to always be transparent and saying, can we solve your problem? And if not, here are some alternatives that are better fit. Or if we are, here's why we can do it. And here's how to get started on Blaze. And that all again goes back to wanting to make sure that I'm constantly adding value. People's time is limited and I want to make sure that we can help them.
Yeah. Amen. So
the holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've worked in financial services for 20 years and I've worked for massive old insurance companies that have these legacy systems that you probably are very aware of. For those who aren't, you wouldn't believe how antiquated these things are. Really hard to shift that over. How do you think about that? Or is that easy?
We try to make it very easy. And when we talk to our customers, there, so many of them are like, you know, we have these really crazy complex Excel spreadsheets that we need to now turn into a database. It's not scalable anymore. It's run out of rows. We always say we understand this problem because we ourselves have seen it from lots of other customers. And even for tech companies, there are certainly lots of processes that are inefficient. And we tell them, we're going to walk you through that and don't feel at all embarrassed about it because this is what we're helping you with. And we'll just take it step by step. Everything we lay out very upfront, very transparent. And there's a lot of, I would say, trust that is built in at the beginning to say, we're going to help you through this process so that from point A to launch, we're there guiding you to be successful and to have a successful app.
Nice. Should everybody have an app?
App, I always say, are only if you need it and only if it solves a problem. We don't want to use technology just for the sake of using technology. And so oftentimes, you know, when a customer comes to us and they're like, oh, I need to, you know, do this thing, we're like, you know, Blaze is probably not quite what you need for Blaze. It's when you want really custom applications. You want your own workflow. But if you're looking just for like a really simple, call it, you're just pushing data from one place to another place, there's a lot of other solutions for that. That's going to be easier. So part of our service and how we work with our clients is being just honest with them and making sure at the end of the day, we're helping them. And if Blaze isn't the solution, then we want to guide them in a place where there is something else is a solution.
I appreciate that. So how old is Blaze? How is everything going?
Yes. So Blaze is 2 years old and it's been incredible. I think having the experience of working with my co-founders at the last company, literally working with them for a decade before starting Blaze, was incredibly helpful. So that where we are today probably took us at least twice as long to get to at our last company. And so the growth that we're seeing from the company, the number of customers that sign on board, and the kind of success that we're helping our clients be able to create is really remarkable. And it's what gets me just so excited every single day. I truly love working with our customers. Even just today alone, we had several new customers sign on board who are just like, this is the perfect solution for us. And we're like, yes, we also feel the same way. And we love helping them launch solutions and ultimately make their business and operation better.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that. In terms of, I mean, everybody's concerned with data protection. When you're dealing with HIPAA, with organizations and industries that work with HIPAA, I guess my question is, what has been the most challenging, and maybe also what's been the most surprising as you've worked on this?
Yes. In fact, when we started the company, our initial target market was not, you know, healthcare and compliance-based organization. We thought it was going to actually be like more like tech companies. And it turns out the value we provide are for companies and organizations that don't have a lot of engineer. And that's because even for the organization with engineers, and they might not have the capacity to do it, they always are like, well, we have the engineers that we could use when their time frees up. But for traditional industries, they're like, well, our alternative is to hire engineers or to hire a dev shop. And that process is just really hard, very costly, and takes a long time. And so the HIPAA compliance and the data security came in because some of our early customers, they were organizations that needed this data security. And from our last company, we worked in enterprise software. So single sign-on, audit logs, having our software be SOC 2 certified were things that we just did from day one because we're so used to that. And so we're one of the only no-code tools that has SOC 2 certification. And honestly, it's been a huge differentiator because immediately for so many organizations, that's a requirement. And so we end up being such a great fit for them because we have that. And then the user permissioning system, again, we learned that from our last company, just working with enterprise companies. This is something that they absolutely need. And they found that when you're building these complex applications, call it in, you know, regular no code tools that are building consumer facing apps that don't require data security, to add the user permission, to add the data security, it's really hard, or it just might not exist. And so for us, that was one of the things that we did from day one, and it has ended up being such a differentiator.
Nice. In terms of how do you keep your life organized? Do you have favorite apps? Do you have just what kind of tools do you use to keep yourself efficient?
Yes, I would say two tools, and one of them I say tools in quotes, and I'll tell you why. So one, of course, it's, you know, having my Google Calendar, just being very, very organized. I try to have it all synced up with my Calendly if people want to schedule meetings. And so efficiencies around that, there's, you know, your traditional tools. The second tool that I think is the most impactful for me is maintaining my health. And so health from physical standpoint and from mental standpoint too. So I do a lot of things that I feel like always, you know, optimizes for my productivity. So it's, you know, taking time for myself when I need to. I remember even in the early days, you know, I always felt guilty when I wasn't working and I saw other founders. It was like, they could just do like 24/7 all the time. And frankly, I couldn't do that. I wanted to go read. I wanted to go on a run and all of these things that for a long time, I felt very guilty about doing. Got over that and realized, you know what? I don't have burnout. I'm grateful to say I'm very lucky in that in this entire time of building companies, I never had a burnout phase where I was just like, I'm done. I'm so tired. And I think part of it is just taking time for myself and recognizing that I need that. So it's eating, it's staying active, and it's doing things that I love that oftentimes aren't related at all to work, and being like, okay, you know what? This is actually still good for me, and it's good for work because it's bringing me joy, and it's making sure that I stay balanced in whatever way that I feel is balanced for myself.
That's so great to hear. You know, there's a lot of talk about self-care and mental wellness or mental health. And that's super valuable, but to hear somebody that's experienced the kind of success and recognition that you have, that that's something that you pay close attention to, I think is really great. So I appreciate you sharing that. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and tell us how organizations, companies, individuals can connect with Blaze and find out if what you're doing is going to be a fit for what they want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say best resource is our website, www.blaze.tech. And folks can also follow us or find us on Twitter. It's Blaze No Code. And for myself, I'm also, I guess it's X, Twitter/X now. It's just my name, Nancy_Liu. And excited to chat with people and hear about the types of applications they want to build.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Nancy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out Blaze at blaze.tech, and you can find them on Twitter as well. And you can find Nancy on Twitter. It's NANZI_LIU is the X or Twitter handle.
Yeah, it's NANXI_LIU.
NANXI. Excellent. Perfect. Well, I will make sure that I link all that correctly. Thanks again, Nancy.
All right. Thank you, George.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.